Well, here we go to start the fourth quarter. 12 minutes left in this tilt between Garrett County and Shelby County. Tyler Drain, first and 10 from his own 47. Going to drop back the pass. Looks down on a route to the out, the flag route to 25, Clayton O'Donohue, and overthrows the route there. Clock's going to stop with 11:56 to go.
That was a single one-on-one route. Going to try to hit O'Donohue, number seven for them. Had it covered pretty good.
He had two other guys. He had Keon Stone in the flat, and also, I don't know if it was Moorhead here or Davis in the flat, but the single covered flag route there was open, but overthrown. Second and 10 from the 47. Davis in motion. They'll hand it off to Moorhead up the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage before falling over the 50, and they'll probably mark it right at midfield. They will. So we're going to bring up third down and call it seven.
I think one reason Tyler Drain's getting some good looks at tonight that I think their defensive end is wanting to crash a little bit, and Clayton O'Donohue's just shoved him inside. And that's giving up a nice open lane up through there.
Third down and seven. Drain sends Davis in motion. Pulls it, pitches out to Davis. On the edge, he's got a block and hits the sideline close to the first down marker. He's pushed out of bounds here on the near sideline. Trying to see who made the play here for the Lions. It's going to be Foley. And he is going to have enough, it looks like. Ball spotted at the 43 and a first down for the Rockets. And so the triple option play there here to the near sideline as Drain pitched it to Brandon Davis.
I tell you what, one thing they did there, they've been playing that 3-4, but then they walked Foley up on the line and said, you got Tyler Drain. Well, he bit on the fake pitch,
left it open for
he came
the outside.
Take it.
So Shelby County now moves into Golden Lion territory.
They're walking him up again.
43-yard line, first and 10. Davis in motion to the near side. They'll fake the handoff. They're going to throw it. And Drain's going to overthrow Caleb Moorhead on the screen into the flat here. It was just a short route for Moorhead, who took the fake handoff on the option, but then just went out to the left side in the flat, and Drain threw it over his head.
Tyler tried to throw that one on the run, and he had plenty of time. He could have pulled up, set, made a good strike, but he tried to just flip it out there on the run.
Rockets do have the four-point lead here in the fourth quarter, 31-27. Second and 10 as they're in Garrett County territory at the 43. To the near sideline at 23, James Bradley. Moorhead lines up behind Drain. Davis comes in motion. Fumble. Snap.
We got it.
And Drain has to fall on it. And so that's a big play because it makes it now third and about 11.
Garrett County started
about 12.
Garrett County starting to walk their linebackers up, and they had a blitz call there. So Shelby County just needs to take their time, know who's coming, pick them up, and go on about their business.
They spotted at the 45-yard line. Loss of two on that fumbled snap, and so it's third and 12 for the Rockets. Drain. Gonna pass. Now he's gonna look to run.
Go ahead.
He
throws
it across
up
the middle. It's incomplete. I'm gonna be honest here, Tom. I know where the markers are at here, but he was awfully close to it.
He was very close to it.
The line of scrimmage on the pass. He may have been. I don't know for sure, but regardless, they're going to look at their spot in this ball.
Yeah, I know. We gained 2 yards on the spot right here, but I think the far side official sees it. I think.
Now they're going to move it back. I was wondering.
Now they're going too far the other way. There we go.
I still don't think they've got it. Yeah, they've got it right now.
All right, we see Josh Edwards, first time punting.
And he is into punt here on fourth down and 12. They spotted the ball at the 45-yard line. He stands at the Shelby County 43. Wobbly snap back to him. Kicks it high into the air. It should not be a return here. See how
find it.
They're going to take a check bounce at the 22-yard line, and that's where they'll spot down the Golden Lions.
You know, on that last play, Brandon Davis had a good chance to catch that one. I think he just took his eyes off of it enough to try to be able to get that speed going.
It was a play that Drain was flushed from the pocket, and Davis tried to come back on his route. Would have been a great catch had he made it, but dropped it, and so Garrett County has the football. They've spotted it at the 23-yard line, first and 10 here with 10:19 to go in the fourth quarter. The Golden Lions trail the Rockets 31-27. Connor Isaacs under center. Takes a snap. Hand off to Foley off the left side. He's met by 25, Clayton O'Donohue. 23, James Bradley also in on the tackle. Gain of five on the play. Spotted at the 28-yard line. Second down and five. Clock moving at 9:45 left to play here in the fourth quarter.
Shelby County putting everybody in the box again.
Handoff goes up the middle. This is Foley. He trips over a few defenders, and now he's going to be flung to the ground by a couple of Rockets, notably 64, Daniel Glass. In on the tackle, the first time we've called his name tonight. The run is good for a first down across the 35-yard line to the 36.
You know, here's where we got to dig deep. We're hot. We're tired. Two big backs running at you.
Four-point lead to defend.
Four-point lead to defend. The Shelby County is doing a lot of gang tackling right now.
They walk to the line from the huddle. Isaacs takes the snap and a whistle before the snap. Let's see if they
timeout.
They're going to call timeout. Jerry Perry over here on the near sideline is looking, putting his arms up like, what are you doing? After his running back, Josh Warren. So with the timeout, we're going to step away and take a break. 8:58 on the clock. Shelby County up 4, 31-27. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy to remember medication packs for seniors, and we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville has your family in mind. Steve Collins and his staff pride themselves in taking the time to create meaningful, appropriate, and personalized services for all families who are entrusted with their care. They also offer pre-arrangements and pre-need funeral funding services. Their phone number is 633-1655. When the time comes, call a friend. Hall Taylor Funeral Home. Hall Taylor Funeral Home is a proud supporter of WXLN programming.
First and 10 as they hand it off up the middle here, and that's going to be a long run here for Devin Logan. Here's Keyshawn Catlett trying to chase him down. A shoestring tackle and can't make it. Devin Logan goes in for the score. And that's a 64-yard touchdown run, but there is a flag down at midfield about the 45-yard line, and it looks like this one might be coming back.
It is.
Well, there's a flag on the play.
Number 65 wasn't happy with the call.
45-yard line.
And you can see him waving him back now. That's about where he broke the run open. So I don't know if we get a hold here. It looks like it's going to be. But right about that 45, 50-yard line is where the run
it is all.
And it's a hold.
So that's going to back them up to first and two.
It should back them up to the 45 of Garrard County.
And we'll bring up first down in about two.
And it will be first and two from the 45 of the Golden Lions. And the Rockets catch a break there.
That's a huge break.
But the way Garrett County has run the football, they've run a few long ones in. And so this Rocket D's got to tighten it up. 8:47 on the clock, and now another whistle blown by the head official.
You know, Shelby County is pretty close to playing a goal line defense.
They've packed the box here to try to defend this run. Within, like you said online, within 5 yards of the ball, we've got 10 Rocket defenders.
First and one.
So it's first and one. 8:47 left in the fourth. Shelby County still on top, 31-27. They're going to have a first down.
That was a hold right there they missed.
There's a flag right here late. But makes you wonder now, though, with Garrett County clapping, there was a little
extracurricular activity.
Yeah, something was going on on that pile.
Unfortunately.
This is going to be a personal foul against Shelby County.
Blow to the head.
Blow to the head. After the run. The run's on.
I don't like
it.
That's a tough call inside the box.
Yeah, they
must have saw a blatant elbow coming in or something.
First down again,
37-yard line of Shelby County is where they will spot the football after the penalty. And the clock will begin to run with 8:39. The clock should begin to run, but it should be running. Hand off to Foley off the right side. And he's still moving.
Second Foley on the carry for the Golden Lions. Throws the ball down near the 31-yard line.
It's going to be a gain of about 6 on the play. They're going to mark him down at the 31-yard line.
The 32-yard line.
32.
Second and
got a little dark out here trying to see some of these hash marks across the far side hash marks. Almost invisible. So it's second and 5. Shelby County trying to figure a way out to stop this rushing attack of the Golden Lions. Second and 5. Hand off up the middle to Foley, and he'll be stopped at the 30 and brought backwards. That was Keyshawn Catlett on the tackle. And also number 21, Edward Mack.
Third down.
So here's a big third down. Spotted just at the 30.
You think anybody at this ball game doesn't know who's going to get the ball right here? I don't know. He's always reaching over there grabbing. I think he's getting a little gas right now.
Third down and call it 3. Maybe 2. Isaac takes the snap, hands it to Devin Logan. He'll get the first.
He'll
be close. Looks like he's got the first anyway as they're waving the clock to stop.
Fourth down.
And wow. The far side official did put a fist. He does. He's got a fist in the air now.
I'll tell you what, y'all, that's the first play I've seen Foley take off.
Yeah, before that play, you're right. He's got his hands on his hips and
stretching. He's
cramping. He's gassed a little bit.
Got official timeout here. I guess we're going to measure.
This one was close. It looked from our angle like he had leaned across, and this is a bad spot. But with 7:01 to play, they're going to bring the sticks out. Mm-hmm.
start to see the moon peek out from behind the elementary school behind this field. And my goodness, I'll tell you what, this is a beautiful place. I mean, on one end, you know, we got a subdivision over in the distance, yeah, and a baseball field or soccer field over. But over the other end, you got the hedges, all the people out on the hillside, right in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful field.
Yeah, it's a nice setting. Here's the measure, and he's going to be about a foot short. And that's a huge break for the Rockets, because now fourth and a foot, you never know. With 7:01 to play, you make a big play here, goes a long, long way. So, fourth and one, with the way they've run the ball tonight, Shelby County got a big right here. Fourth and one.
Defense yelling for our fans over there. Get behind them.
That's not one to play.
Get behind them.
Connor Isaac, the quarterback. Go center. Going to hand it off. And Foley going to get the first down. Continue to spin. After about a gain.
Well, 4 yards. 7 yards.
Yeah, they'll get him inside the 25. The 28. So about a 5 yard gain and first down here. Chains will move. The kicking game here County with some locals here, and they don't do this one bit. So every indication here from the 22-yard line that they've got to go for the end zone. Here's a broken play. Connor Isaac is going to be brought down in the backfield after the fumbled snap, bobble snap at best. They're going to have to spot this ball. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Oh, my goodness.
They're definitely winning forward progress on that.
They just gave him no loss on the play. Is that right? Maybe a yard loss. Boy, oh boy, he got back at the 25. Wow. Okay, so 5:55. Clock moving. Back down in 11 for 23.
I tell you what, that big old lineman, they're coming out of the puddle slow, walking up. Something's wrong here.
5:37. Now as the clock continues to move, Connor Isaac's under center. He's going to drop back. And they caught it inside the five. They mark him inside the line. Excuse me. It's not at the five. It's down toward the sideline, a little more horizontal. I have foreseen and that was the lead to Josh Warren on the play action.
They got the home crown on their feet. It was hard to see what was going on down there in that corner.
That's true. 5:26 here as he was run out of bounds and the clock has stopped. They mark it at the 9-yard line, so it's first and goal for the Golden Lions. Shelby County leading by four. Here's the snap. They hand it off up the middle to Devin Logan.
They're
going to mark him at the 5-yard line, so a gain of four on the play. And the clock now moving once again. 5:10 left to go. A lot of time left. Of course, Shelby County hasn't burned any of their timeouts in this half.
That block extra point a while ago is going to end up being huge. Because if they score and get the extra point, that still leaves it a three-point
game.
Unless they go for two.
Connor Isaacs walks the huddle up to the line. Wishbone formation. Here's the snap. Hand off to Foley off the right guard. And he's out. And so the junior running back adds to his touchdown total tonight. I think that's his third. So with 4:42 here in the fourth, Shelby County finds themselves trailing now by two, 33-31. With an extra point attempt coming, and it does appear they're going to go for two here. So Jerry Perry knows a little bit about Shelby County's kicker, you'd think, because he's trying to take him out of the ball game here. If they need a long field goal.
But he's also leaving himself for a loss on a long field.
You're exactly right.
I guess
he's going to burn a timeout here. He's looking at the head official, and he wants to think a little longer and a little harder about that. But, boy, I tell you what.
That's their last timeout also.
That is. And he's thinking of gambling here. 4:42 here left before we try an extra point. We'll step away. Shelby County trailing 33-31 at Garrard County tonight in Lancaster, Kentucky on Power 93.3 WXLN.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
So they're going to march the offense onto the field here for a two-point conversion. Garrett County leading 33-31 with 4:42 left to go. And Connor Isaacs goes under center. Here's the snap. They hand it off up the middle. And he's in. So they convert the two-point conversion and make up for the blocked extra point earlier in the evening. 35-31. Now the score. And a four-point lead now for the Golden Lions. We'll step away and wait for the kickoff here. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty, and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. For expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers, Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
35-31 is our score here in Lancaster, Kentucky tonight. Sean Kressup alongside Tom Doyle as the Rockets trail by four here with 4:42 left to play.
I tell you what, Sean, we got plenty of time here. Number one job is for Shelby County to receive this, I'm sure, a pooch kick.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the offense on the field and get it rolling.
Last year's game was decided by a single point. Right now the advantage is four for Garrard County. Here's the kick. It is a high, short kick. They catch the football and hold on to it here. And trying to see who caught that one, but I believe it's going to be Connor Dean. It is.
Yes.
And he's got it in really good good position.
43 yards.
Right at the 43. And so what they've tried to do in keeping Shelby County's athletes from making a big play, and they've sacrificed some field position here with 4:39 left to go. Tyler Drain, the senior quarterback, marches out of the huddle. Hayden Tedford, the center, over the ball. And Ben Davis in motion. They're going to bring him back to the far sideline now.
Coach Edwards changing the play.
Back in motion to Davis. Handed off up the middle to Moorhead, and he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. No gain, maybe a yard on the play. They're going to spot him down at the 44, so a yard gain, second and nine. They're on the far hash mark. There's Drain.
You got Kellett on this side, single coverage.
There's a fumble. Ball. Snap, ball's on the ground. And Shelby County gets back on top of it. That one wasn't a bad snap. I think Drain took his head off the ball coming back. And boy, another miscue here that could be costly. Shelby County backs up to the 42-yard line, so a 3-yard loss on the fumbled snap brings up third down and 11. And gives a little life to the home crowd here on the near sideline. Here's Drain rolling to the right side, looking to throw. He throws an interception. This one's caught by Foley. And he's going to be brought down somewhere inside the 30. And so Tyler Drain, the senior quarterback, didn't see the junior defensive back. And he picked off the pass attempt here to the near sideline looking for Catlett.
We had Catlett and Davis both open downfield. Had the right idea and got leaped and made a great play.
Sure. Foley has been Mr. Everything tonight for the Golden Lions. He's back on the field now on the offensive side of the ball. He was brought down at the 26-yard line of Shelby County. So with 3:19 left to go, Shelby County needs to get the ball back. Here's a handoff up the middle.
Devin Logan
on the carry. And we've got a player down. It looks like this is going to be 25, O'Donohue,
cramping up
on some cramps. Yeah, one of his, Connor Dean over here trying to get him stretched out. They'll stop the clock with 3:03 left to go. And so, you know, we talked a little bit about it there at halftime, the turnovers. Shelby County's had several miscues on the offensive side of the football tonight, where whether it was a snap or a penalty in this situation late in the game, the senior quarterback, Drain, throws an interception.
Well, you know, that's some things that you're playing good competition here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make you better down the road.
Right. You see O'Donohue get up on his own power and walk off. And 3:03 left to go. It's 35-31.
Shelby County's going to have to really start tackling the football here. Cannot afford to let them in the end zone. We need the ball back quickly.
Shelby County may also have to think about using a timeout. Going to have the clock run here after the whistle blows. And it does. 3 minutes left. Here's the snap. The handoff to Devin Logan on the left side is brought down, and it's going to bring a third down. Coach Scott Shipley with 2:54. They blow it dead, and I think they're going to do this for a measurement here. Looks like they're going to bring the chains out as Devin Logan got down to about the 16-yard line. We'd have to get to, looks like the just a little further than the 16 for a first down, and it's going to be close. It's going to be really close here. But bring the sticks out here, and it's going to be a first down. And so now here's the possession, now under 3 minutes, where with all three timeouts, head coach Todd Shipley is going to have to start thinking about.
They'll probably run this play, depending on what the outcome is.
Let it decide to burn it or not. Yeah. And then next second
if
down.
If we get a good stop, I guarantee it, he'll burn one.
Right. 35-31 as they're still helping the chains over back to the sideline. Shelby County trailing with 2:54 left to go in this opening game of the 2016 season. Gone back and forth several times tonight. Shelby County led at halftime 10-7. And we've seen some fireworks here in the second half from both teams. Shelby County getting outscored 28-21 in the second half. First and 10, here's the snap. They're going to hand off to Foley up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up and stopped for a short gain.
Coach Shipley trying to yell for timeout there.
And they do burn their first timeout of the half. So with 2:32 left to go, we're going to step away. Shelby County trailing 35-31 on Power 93.3 FM.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Shelby County's defense has got to stand tall here. Second and nine. Handoff to Foley, who's hitting the backfield, now brought down.
Terry moved the ball down here to 7 or 8 yards.
Started at the 14, got down to about the 7 or the 8. But Shelby County has got a player down in the backfield. And so we're going to have an injury on the field as the training staff from Shelby County comes out.
I think it's one of the defensive linemen, but I'm not sure which one. He made the initial hit on Foley in the backfield.
Yeah.
And he immediately went down like shoulder and elbow or something.
I don't see Ryan Johns. I don't know if that's him or not. But he's had a pretty solid game tonight up front for the Rockets. Got three trainers out here with him. 2:25 on the clock, and that run by Foley is spotted down at the 8-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and 3 inside the 10. And with Shelby County using one timeout already,
can't really see what's going on out there. Another new trainer for Shelby County, and Les Nichols are out there with him.
He's still laying on the ground. And he was the one, as we said, who had hands on Foley in the backfield originally. It is Ryan Johns, and he's up and walking now on his own and clapping. But originally it looked like a hand or an arm injury, and so he's going
to
he was going to walk back and hide in the huddle with the rest of them and go back to play, but he's got to go off for a play, so. With 2:25 left, he'll sit out third down and 3.
That's usually a pretty good sign of a stinger.
Yeah.
He's got to take the numbness out of his hand and be ready to go.
And he's the first one on the sideline waiting to get back on the field over there now. So third and 2 from the, well, they mark it at the 7 now. So 2:25 left to go. Hand off up the middle. Devin Logan, he's met at the line, spun down. And the fist by the head official says it's fourth down, but now they're going to whistle this one dead again, and pretty good chance we're going to get a measurement.
We got one guy saying first down, the other one saying fourth down.
First down, Devin. First down, Golden Line.
So there you go. The announcer who is next to me in the press box saw it before I did. He signaled first down, but he had the fist in the air indicating fourth down initially. But it's early in the year, and everyone's prone to mistakes. So first and goal from the 4-yard line. And now it's up to this defense to go 4 plays and get the ball back. Connor Isaacs goes under center. Hands it to Foley, and he is in for the touchdown. And he has had one heck of a night.
He sure has.
He gets up in the end zone with his hands on his hips and a slow walk. And he's the holder on the extra point. I don't know if they're going to go for 2 here or not.
They'll go ahead and go for 1 10-point game. Try to get it to a 2-touchdown score. So where we have to score 2 touchdowns.
As it stands now, it's 41-31.
I mean, it's not out of reach yet.
2:01 left to go. Shelby County has a timeout, two timeouts still left in the bag.
I don't know if how they handled it on the injury. They did go.
They're going to stop the two-point conversion here, and it's going to fail. So it's a 10-point lead with 2 minutes and 1 second left. Garrett County on top here, late in the ball game. We'll step away for a break. A 10-point lead for Garrett County on Power 93.3 WXLN.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
41-31 is our score here with 2 minutes and 1 second left to play here from Lancaster.
John, same situation we were last time. Let's kick the kickoff, the huge kick.
Yep.
We got to go down and score quick.
I wonder if they will kick it, try to kick it a squib or something down the middle here. But
we're backing up a little bit more this time. I'm not sure.
See what they're going to do. It's going to be the same high short kick caught by Keon Stone. He breaks the tackle. And he's going to be brought down just shy of the 45-yard line.
Near the 45-yard line.
I think we're at a point where we're going to have to try to throw it, try to bust the big quick. You still think we got one timeout left.
Yep.
Really not a lot of time to be running something up. You know, we might try to quick pitch to Brandon or Stone and try to bust a big one there. But we're going to have to come out throwing.
We're going to spread the field here just like we've done most of the evening.
Yeah, we got
Catlett, Brandon Davis.
Trips right this time.
Stone on Trips on the near side.
They've got two safeties playing about 15 yards off the ball.
Drain going to drop back, look to throw, rolls back to the left. Now going to heave it down the middle of the field.
Underthrown.
Oh, and a great play breakup here by Brandon Davis. That was underthrown in the middle of the field. They had a defender, number 7. And I don't have a number on him.
But you're exactly right. Brandon Davis made a heck of a play to prevent the interception right there.
Could have been, maybe, grounds for an offensive interference, but either way, did what you're supposed to do on a ball that's contested and make sure the other player doesn't catch it. 148 left to go.
We said that was underthrown, but that was about 40 yards down.
Oh, it was a deep ball. Yeah, well, Brandon Davis' speed, I mean, you got to let it go early. Here's Drain again, rolling to his right, looking to throw, and he's got a pass complete to Catlett. Makes a man miss. He's running across field looking for a block, and he's going to be brought down at the Golden Lion 45. Maybe the 46, 44, with 1:37 left to go.
Shelby County going, hurry up. They're at the line. As soon as it's all set, they're going to snap it. Got trips to the left side this time.
Haven't blown the whistle. There's the whistle. Drain from the gun.
We got Caleb one-on-one over here on the right side.
Rolling left, looking to throw, and he's going to throw an interception. This one is caught by number 8, Anthony Justice.
And
that's going to do it.
I think that's going to do it, Sean. They're at 123, us one timeout. I think they can take the knee.
Drain just not very accurate here after having some trouble tonight throwing the football. And the return interception to the 40-yard line of Garrett County, and they can run the clock out from here.
It looks like they're in the victory formation. There's the knee.
Tyler Isaac takes the knee with 1:20, and the clock will run. Wrap this game up. Also, trophy presentation I forgot will be made after this game, being that it is a bowl game. They will have the most valuable player for both teams.
Do we get a chance to vote?
Who would you vote for? Well, I know who you're voting for on the maroon, on the red team. That's an easy one. Here's the second knee on second down with under 40 seconds. It's 35 seconds left. And when they blow the whistle here, it should be good enough.
That's exactly right. They wait to under 25,
and
it should do it.
There's the whistle and all the formality. Garrard County is going to beat Shelby County tonight, 41-31 in the Lion Pride Football Alumni Association Hall of Fame Bowl presented by Farmers National Bank. As the clock gets down to 2-1, Shelby County will open the year with a loss in a well-fought ball game between two very good teams. Final score tonight from Lancaster, 41-31. From Lancaster on Power 93.3 WXL.